All right. Tani Rabbi Gamliel b'Rebbi Aymer. The Gemara says, Rabbi Gamliel b'Rebbi says, V'nosin l'cho rachmim v'richamecho v'hirbecho. The Pasuk says, Hashem will give you mercy and you will be compassionate and be multiplied. Say Chazal, kol merachem al abriyas, someone who takes compassion on others, merachmin olav min yashamayim, they take compassion upon him from heaven. B'chol misha ena merachem chas v'sholem, a person who does not, is conversely, does not have the heavenly compassion. D'noida, goydul malis ha-tzedakah l'shem shamayim. It is known the greatness of tzedakah for the sake of heaven. Because when a Jew is aroused to have mercy upon he who receives from him with the midah of Rachmanis, with the attribute of Rachmanis, is Ma'ir Kach Lamala. That's what the person does for himself in heaven. So if he has Rachmanis, so they have Rachmanis on him from above. Because the klal is, Ki Bisirusa Dulisate, Itala Elo. Because with an awakening down here, with an action here, we arouse heavenly mercy. Whatever our actions are, heaven mirrors. Ach tchilas hisoyrus harachmonis shenaisim b'libe, says the Maranaim, a fascinating observation. Who gave us the ability to have compassion? Who gave us that hisoyrus to have rachmonis? Shiyirachem hu alaisim mekabel. Who gave the person the rachmonis that he should take pity on the person who he's giving to? Mihu hamayiradoi. Who was the one who gave him the rachmanis? Yeda be'emuna gemura. A Jew must know with total faith. Shezeh shluach elav milamayla b'libay ha'yisayiris ha'rachmanis. The Rebbeinu Shalom gifted him as a shlichus from above, the attribute of Rachmanis, that he should take compassion on somebody else. It's a heavenly gift. Why? In order so that this person will take compassion upon the other person. So that the Maranaim is saying here that Hashem wants to be able to have compassion on the person. So what does he do? He sends us an ani, so that we'll take compassion on that person, so that then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be able to turn to us in Rachmanis. You hear how it works? Worse than, he's going to say much worse than that. Uboi urei guidel ha-tuyve sh'oisa boi baruch hu b'nei adam. Look, he says, at the awesome favor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, that he sent people knocking at our doors. Sh'noisin la-yis'ay rachmanis, the Rebbeinu Shlom gives us the feelings of pity, b'chdei sh'yirachem alav ha-yidekach, so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can take compassion upon us through the pity that we will take on the other person. Says, av sh'yisar yis'ayni mitzidai. L'chayra, based upon what he's saying, is we did nothing to create that real, authentic rachmanis. It was a gift from above. Nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to us with rachmim, because we acted compassionately, even though that compassion wasn't even ours. Why? Raka yidei, shehu maitzi his oiris ha'u mikoyach ha'lapayil. You know what we get credit for? Not for the feeling of compassion, but because we acted on the compassion. And we have pity on somebody else. Because we all know that we easily have the ability to push aside that compassion. We easily could have said no, even though we felt bad. Because each of us has an evil inclination in our hearts, who generally would like to push that rachmanis out of our minds. And he finds for him dechias, all kinds of excuses, ustiris, and contradictions. This guy's not worth it. He does have money. He really could do better. He could go get himself a better job. The Yetzirah finds all kinds of reasons and excuses to stop us from acting on the pity that we have in our hearts, which was a gift from above. The Ayudeshu Mikayim Matnas Habayra, but if we follow through with the gift that Hashem gave us, Shenosan La Yisoyeris, who gave us the compassion, the Oisekach, and we act upon it and we act compassionately, Likach Mirach Mimolav, for that reason, heaven takes pity upon the person. Vimchas v'sholem adchem aton el yonan al. But if we, heaven forbid, we push away this heavenly gift, al yidei yetzahara, by following through with our evil inclination, shemoy tzile d'chiyus kalmer, and we utilize the excuses the yetzahara gives us, azai goldoil avoynoi minisoi, this avera is too difficult for a person to carry. A person rejects, Hashem wants to take compassion on me. So he sends me an ani. And I reject the gift, the opportunity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to have rachmanis on me. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants to have pity on me. He's looking for a way to have pity on me. That is so, he's saying, it is so unbelievably, awesomely self-destructive, so ridiculously self-destructive, it's God love anyone to say. That's something which is just too far. A person who acts, who doesn't follow through with Rachmanis, is God love anyone to say. That's a very harsh language. His Aveira is too great for anybody to carry. Says, now he follows through with what Dave just said. V'alkein amr kolamalim einay min atzdaka, a person who conceals his eye from giving tzedakah, kilu oivid avedizora, say chazal, it's as if he worshipped idols. Al derech she'amru layyeh b'cha el zar, along the lines of what the pasuk says, don't have in you a foreign god, say chazal, ezu el zar shebeguf shaladim, how can you have a foreign god in you? This refers to the evil inclination. That's a foreign god inside. This person followed the plan of the Yetzahara, who's stopping the person from getting heavenly mercy. The Gam Noida, what's more, it's also known, Shat Sadaka Ma'aleo Misalkeo Michitsoinius Uklipois Umavateles Dinim. Look at this. Tzedakah has the power to uplift the person and lift him out of the realm of Chitzonius and Klippus, the dark side, and it destroys harsh judgment against the person. Therefore, if a person conceals his eye from giving tzedakah, he remains Nebuch on the outside. Shubchinis Elzar, he remains in the realm of this, of these idols, of these foreign gods. For this reason, in addition, it says, the tzedakah is great because it brings close the redemption. This doesn't only mean the great redemption, it means each of our own personal private redemptions. This refers to the geula of a person's self. Like we say in the Chadaydi, I guess it's also Pasuk in Tehillim. If you look in the footnote, Resh Tezayin is a famous Baal Shem HaKodesh, quoted in several places on Takan Lechadaydi, Karvel Nafshi Geola, that it refers to a person's own personal redemption. That's Kabbal Navshi Gola Min Ayetzahara. Ki Atzdako Yichud Gomer. Tzedakah is one of the greatest forms of unity with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kinoida. Ki Aprut Eva Amoye Shanois Nubesoid Yud Min Hashem. The money, the coin, is the Yud of Hashem's name. Kshanois Nubiyodai, when a person gives it with his hand, Shehu Hei Atzbois, which have five fingers, Hu Besoid Hei Rishayna, that's the first Hei of Hashem's name. When a person stretches out the arm to give to the poor man, the arm is avav. So you now have the yud is the coin, the hay is the hand, the vav is the outstretched arm. And then, when you put it into the hand of the ani, you then combine the final hay, the five of the ani's hands, and you have yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, you have the Shlemos of Hashem's name every time you give tzedakah. This is, I believe, from the Ari HaKadosh. Have you all heard this?
Never.
The Yichud of the construction of Hashem's name every time we give tzedakah. The Ayideza Nisiachet Shmei HaMiyuchad, with this we unify Hashem's name. And we destroy the harsh judgment and the external forces. And then by giving tzedakah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours forth money upon us. Kifle kiflayim. Double of doubles. By our having rachmones, the truth of the matter is that there really should not be any reward in the world to come for tzedakah, because we already got our reward in this world, because Hashem gives us double and triple and quadruple. The reward for Olam Haba comes because we had the amuna to give, and that money would follow. Ad kan mitzasi behetek. Up until here, I found written in the handwriting of Reb Nachum Chernobyl. I don't know of another piece that the printer here writes that he found it in the handwriting of Reb Nachum Chernobyl. This is absolutely staggering